This is the Evil Never Dies podcast midweek show. Keep it evil, everyone.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
What's up, evil ones? Welcome back to episode 247 of the Evil Never Dies podcast midweek show. I'm Brett. Hope everybody's doing good so far this week. Haven't got no emails. Need them screenshots if you want a t-shirt. As I explained at the end of the episode, for the main episode this week, hit that like and subscribe button on the YouTube channel and send a screenshot to evilneverdiespod@gmail.com and get your name thrown in the hat for a Discorporate t-shirt. Only got a couple of entries so far, so get them in. We're going to do the drawing when we record this week's main episode, so get them screenshots emailed to me. All right, this week I'm going to be talking about the band Accept and their 1983 album Balls to the Wall. Accept is a German heavy metal band from Solingen, West Germany. They're actually formed in 1968. Under the name Band X, and then ended up changing the name to Accept in 1976. Now, the band has went through many lineup changes over the years, but they are actually still together to this day, and actually got a new album coming out, or it is out already. I think it's called Humanoid. But anyway, the lineup for this album is Udo Dirkschneider on vocals, Wolf Hoffman lead guitar, Herman Frank rhythm guitar, Peter Baltis bass guitar, and Stefan Kaufman on drums. The album was recorded during July and August of 1983 at Dirk Studios in Stammeln, Cologne, Germany. Genre is heavy metal. Length is 45 minutes and 13 seconds. Label is RCA in Germany and Portrait Epic in the U.S. Produced by Accept. Rest of the production team: Lewis Austin as the engineer, Michael Wagoner mixing, Jean Lisenich design, and Dieter Eichelpoth photos. The album was released on December 5th, 1983 in Europe, and a month later on January 4th in the United States. Now, when this got released in the U.S., it came under controversy, and people were calling it basically gay metal, due to the record's title and the front cover. Some people seemed it was homoerotic, and also some of the lyrics to a couple of the songs. So, but the band pretty much dismissed it all and said that Americans are too uptight about that kind of shit, so that would never happen in Europe, which they do stuff different over there, so to each their own, I guess. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, so. All right, let's go over the track listing. We got side one, track one, Balls to the Wall, the title track, and that was released as a single in the U.S. in April of 1984. Track two, London Leather Boys. Track 3, Fight It Back. Track 4, Head Over Heels. Track 5, Losing More Than You've Ever Had. On to side 2. Track 6, we got Love Child. Track 7, Turn Me On. Track 8, Losers and Winners. Track 9, Guardian of the Night. Track 10, Winter Dreams. And then they remastered this in 2001 and 2002 and added 2001 version, two live tracks, Head Over Heels and Love Child, and then the 2002 Up to the Limit Live and Head Over Heels Live. This ended up topping out at number 74 on the Billboard Top 200. 10 in Sweden, 59 in Germany, and 43 in Canada. And it went gold in the U.S. and in Canada. This was a very popular album back in the day. It sort of brought them to the forefront and was probably their most listened to album, I would say. All right, a little bit about the touring cycle. They started out the year of 1984 in March, opening up for Kiss on the Lick It Up tour. I think Bon Jovi was on a couple of them dates, if I'm not mistaken. And that lasted through March, almost middle of March. And then they got on opening up for Saxon on their North American tour. Then after about a month with Saxon, they did a bunch of makeup dates with Ozzy Osbourne and Motley Crue that had to be rescheduled. So they did like 4 or 5 dates of that. And back over to Europe for all the European festivals, Monsters of Rock, you know, et cetera, et cetera. All right, that's all the info I got on Except Balls to the Wall. Now, my take on this album, it was very popular when it came out in the United States. Very different. I didn't really remember any of the controversy about this album. I just thought it was heavy metal. So I listened to this again today, and it still holds up, man. I like this album. I know a lot of people give the song Balls of the Wall shit, but what are you gonna do? So that being said, I'm gonna give this 4 out of 5. I think it still holds up today. After listening to it today, after today especially, so. All right, that's all I got for this week, guys. I don't know what we're doing for the main episode this week. We haven't really discussed it yet, so we'll throw something at you. All right, thanks for watching, listening. Check us out on all the social medias. Don't forget to enter the contest. Send that screenshot. Like and subscribe to the YouTube for sure. And we'll talk to you Sunday. And stay evil, everybody.